Good morning. A cold front barreled through the region late yesterday afternoon and into the evening with a round of showers and thunderstorms. Some of the storms were on the severe side with large hail and damaging winds. That action is now well off the eastern seaboard, and the door is open for high pressure to build into the region, and it's doing just that this morning on the heels of a west-northwest breeze. Things are drying out nicely, and with a return to sunshine today, we'll have pleasantly cool temperatures, and readings will be in the 60s across most of the region, with some places touching right around 70 for afternoon highs. High pressure will settle in overhead tonight, and the winds will go light. Under a clear sky, it'll be quite chilly, and some places may see a frost or a freeze, especially across the higher terrain. On average, temperatures will be in the upper 30s to around 40. For tomorrow, high pressure will continue to dominate with lots of sunshine and milder readings in the lower to mid-70s. If you're making weekend plans, both Saturday and Sunday are looking nice. In fact, quite summer-like, with plenty of sunshine on Saturday in the lower 80s, and that high pressure holds on for one more day into Sunday, with highs pushing up into the middle 80s under a mixture of sunshine and clouds. A couple of weak disturbances along the eastern seaboard will gather some strength and head our way for early next week. As a result, clouds will tend to mix with some sunshine on Monday, and we do run the risk at a few showers as highs will touch just about 80, then a better chance of showers and some thunderstorms as those disturbances draw closer on Tuesday and Wednesday, and high temperatures will stay in the middle to upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a wind advisory is in effect for parts of Southern California. Winds at times will gust up to 55 miles per hour across parts of the deserts and canyons. Elsewhere, a gale warning and hazardous seas warnings are out for most of the Pacific coast. Strong gusty winds offshore will impact the maritime areas with high seas and rough surf. And strong to perhaps locally severe thunderstorms could develop today in parts of the southeastern United States with strong gusty winds and hail. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Golden Rock, St. Kitts and Nevis at 2 p.m. Eastern Time back on Tuesday. And the last report of hail was in Albany, New York at 5:56 p.m. yesterday. There were 30 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Soda Springs, Idaho. The 87-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1987 by 6 degrees. There were two daily record lows at Castellón, Texas. It was 53 degrees, and this is 4 degrees colder than the old record set in 1983. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 27 degrees with a northwest wind at 64 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 9 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 46 degrees, the dew point 40. 79% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.07 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 112 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 24 at Embarrass, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 70s, Boston sunny, breezy, lower 70s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 79 degrees, the low 51, the average temperature 65, that's 7 degrees above normal. 0.17 of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 4.22 inches, which is 2.47 inches above normal. And 11.99 inches for the season, which is 0.93 below normal. There were no heating or cooling degree days yesterday, with the average temperature right at 65 degrees. The average high in Albany today, 70 degrees, the average low, 47. The record high, 89, set in 1977, and the record low, 30, in 1959. Sunrise this morning was at 5:30 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:14 p.m., 14 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny, breezy, pleasantly cooler today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Clear and cool tonight with areas of frost and lows in the 30s, though back into the 20s across the higher terrain. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny, breezy, and pleasantly mild today with highs in the lower 70s. clear and cool tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny, breezy, pleasantly cooler today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Clear and cool tonight with areas of frost and lows in the 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny, breezy, pleasantly mild today with highs near 70. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, sunny, breezy, and pleasantly mild today with highs right around 70. Clear and cool tonight with lows near 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild, lower to mid-70s, mostly sunny Saturday in the lower 80s, a mix of sun and cloud Sunday, dry into the mid-80s, partly sunny Monday, a chance of showers near 80, and mostly cloudy Tuesday and Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the middle to upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.